Do you know that miracles is always happening every day? Miracles always happen every day. Are you hearing today? Did you hear something today? That miracles is always happening today. Miracles happen. Miracles are happening when you trust God, believing, and you must back up it with hope. God is talking to somebody out there this morning, this evening. And I want everybody, any one of you who are under the sound of this voice, anybody, wherever you are, you must think and change your mind, because your mind is a powerful thing. When you fill it with positive thoughts, your situations, your destiny, your finances, your relationship will start to change even right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. We honor you. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for all the things that you have done in our lives, oh Lord God. Father, I thank you so much, Lord, that miracles is happening even right now. These are the ones that you are talking to, Father God. These are the people, oh Lord God. Lord, you know where they are right now. You know where they are right now. But I pray in Jesus' name that everyone who are under the sound of this voice, you are ready to receive miracles. You are ready to receive miracles. Miracles is happening right now in your body. Miracles is happening right now. The miracles of healing. The miracles of healing. I'm talking to you. God is talking to you in the name of Jesus. That you are the one in the name of Jesus. You must believe that there is miracles that is happening in your body right now. Yes, I know. I know. You've been in the hospital for so long. You've been in that bed for so long. But God is telling me to tell you in the name of Jesus, arise, man of God. Arise, woman of God. Get up in the name of Jesus and walk. Walk. Walk in the miracles, and the power of God is touching you right now in the name of Jesus. Miracles only start happen when you give your heart to God, when you give your attention to God, when you are focusing to the promise of God that He is the God that healeth thee. He is the God that can turn around every situation. Maybe you are in the situations right now that you are almost in the process of your divorce, but miracles is always happening. Miracles is always happening. Come on, I want you to open your mouth and decree that I receive the miracles. I receive the miracles of restoration. I receive the miracles of healing. I receive the miracles of overflow financial blessing. I receive the miracles of doors of miracles, doors of unstoppable favor. I receive the miracles, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and decree that you are receiving the miracles right now. This is a miracles morning. This is a miracles noontime. Miracles midnight hour in the name of Jesus. I decree and declared that God is touching you right now. Wherever you are, whatever locations you are right now, whatever the situations you are in right now, whether it is your health, whether it's your relationship, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your family relationship, whether it's in your workplace, I want you to stand up and talk to yourselves. Mention your name in the name of Jesus. I'm rising up. I'm rising up. I'm rising up. I told you since the beginning, miracles is always happening. Miracles is always happen. When you believe, are you believing for miracles right now? Do you have faith? Do you have faith to believe that miracles is happening to you right now? Do you have faith to stand up? Even the doctor told you that your life You are going to live only 3 months. Do you have faith to stand in the promise of God? Because here, Hebrew 11 verse 6, I want you to listen very carefully to the blueprint of your healing. I want you to listen very carefully to the blueprint of your overflow finances. I want you to listen very carefully to the blueprint of your restoration and revival. Hebrews 11 verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That was the Bible is telling you today pertaining to your situation right now. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. It means to say, if you are coming to God, presenting your needs or presenting the doctor's report, hallelujah. But if you don't have faith, it is impossible to please Him. Do you know when you're not pleasing God, He is not open to answer your prayer requests. He is not open to answer your prayer points. So I ask you to kneel down and ask God to touch your heart, repent, submit to God, and He will turn around because, you know, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. He said, for he that cometh to God must believe. When you are coming to God, you must believe, my brothers and sisters, pastors, prophets, evangelists, teachers, workers of the living God, in the name of Jesus. When you come to God, you are not going to present your complaint. When you're coming to God, you are not going to present in the name of Jesus, what is your problem? What is your situation? When you're coming to God, you are coming with belief. Change your belief system right now in the name of Jesus. Today, I'm praying for you in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I present to you these ones. These are the ones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. These are the ones that you told me in the name of Jesus that they need a miracle. Yes, yeah, you need a miracle right now. God is telling me to tell you that you know, we have the power to trample down the works of the enemy, that unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. I come against it by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, that through the blood of Jesus, we dismantle the works of the enemy over your mind. That negative spirit, that negative mindset right now, I command you to lose your hold to this man of God. I command you to lose your hold to this woman of God. I decree and declare in Jesus' name that faith arise. Faith arise in the name of Jesus. And He promised today, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Seek God. You must to present yourself to God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God in Jesus' name. God is telling me to tell you, you always pray. You always pray. Why do you pray? Why do you pray without faith? Without a real expectations? Because you don't believe, that's why you are struggling like that. Because you don't believe, that's why you are struggling in your finances, in your health, in your relationship, in your spiritual life. You don't believe. But God is telling me to tell you today that believe and He will do. He will answer your prayer. He will answer your cry. He will answer your weeping in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is one thing that you must know and you must to know. That you must know how to pray. How to pray with faith, presenting the word of God, presenting the promise of God pertaining to your situation. What are the situations in your life right now? Are you losing hope? Are you disappointed? Are you discouraged because you're waiting too long for the fulfillment of the promise of God that most prophets prophesy to you, that you will receive a breakthrough, and until now So, at this moment, I want you to check your faith level. I want you to test your faith level. Is your faith, are you carrying a little faith, a weak faith, a doubt faith, or are you carrying a strong faith, courageous faith, unstoppable faith that no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what is going on in the world, you stand firm for the promise of God, not the situations that the enemy is bringing to your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith, when you believe in the name of Jesus, you will back up with hope in the name of Jesus. But the truth most of the time is like this. Can I tell you the truth? The truth is, some of you like to pray, like to talk. Some of you only pray like a duty or obligation. Let's pray, let's pray. Today is prayer time. Today is our intercessory time. Today. But those are the wrong reasons. If you're going to pray, you're going to communicate with Almighty God. Pray, pray, believing with great expectation. Expect God to do what He promised you. Expect God to do what He promised you, that He healed you already. Expect God to do that He promised you, that there is already an overflowing blessings of finances, because you are money. You are money. You are money. You are receiving unstoppable financial favor right now. If you can just believe, stand up, walk around in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and see, money is chasing you. Money is around you. Money is in your bank account in the name of Jesus. Look out for the promise pertaining to your finances. If you are struggling for finances, just not because the money, because of your mindset, because of your mindset in the name of Jesus. Many times your mindset is contrary to the words or to the prayer that you are praying. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, and God is telling me to tell you, this is your year of miracles. No matter what, in the name of Jesus, you are receiving miracles. Yes, this is the month of August already, and coming to September and few months, oh God, end of 2022. But in the name of Jesus, I cancel that doubt in your mind in the name of Jesus, because God is telling me to tell you that this is the year of your supernatural miracles. This is the year of divine opportunities. This is the year of open door. This is the year of the manifestations. This is the year of harvest. This is the year of harvest. God is giving you a stored up treasure from your heavenly account. Don't depend on your natural account. Depend on your heavenly account, because He is sending you rain, that there is no drought. There is no drought. God is protecting you from all harm. God is providing supernaturally. God is blessing you with a deeper walk with Him, believing with expectations for the manifestations of your harvest right now. You must, and it is a must for you, recognize in the name of Jesus that God is doing a miraculous things in your life. A turnaround blessing is coming to you in the name of Jesus, and you will lift your hands and thank the Lord. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless His holy name. I want you to open your mouth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare that Your word, oh God, is alive to each and everyone who are on this channel, who are on this radio, who are on this podcast, oh Lord God. Father, I thank You that we appreciate You, Lord God, that my desire to each and everyone who are under the sound of this voice, they will stay in the position that they are receiving miracles even right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Each and every one of you, I want you to be a blessing to the world. I want you to be a blessing to the nation. I want you to click like, share, and subscribe. If you follow the mandate of the Holy Spirit, you watch, you receive the miracles of abundance. You receive the miracles of healing. You receive the miracles of harvest that you are waiting in Jesus' name.